Ozzy Osbourne and Slash are playing at the American Airlines Center tomorrow night.
Now, does Slash just get up there and play guitar? Just solo? Just start wailing with his hair and all that stuff and his cigarette? Or does he have a band that plays music?
I imagine he's got a band. He's got some sort of...
He's not doing an hour and a half of Eruption. He's got a band.
Okay. Called Slash?
I think his old band was called Slash's Snake Pit.
Oh, that's right. They were.
So you should definitely be interested.
I should be going to this, actually.
You sure should. If I can go to Girl Talk, you can go to this.
Oh, God.
I can't imagine fighting through 2 hours of Ozzy.
And an hour of Slash.
Anyway.
But anyway, I hope everybody goes, because it'll be a great show.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to make sure somebody does go. And it's going to be one of the two gentlemen that we have on the phone with us right now, because we're about to play the fart game.
Yeah.
For tickets to this Bad Mama Jamma tomorrow night. So let's meet our first fart game contestant here. He is Mike in Denton.
Mike.
Hey, hi there. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
All right. What do you do for a living up there in Denton?
I'm a machinist.
All right, a machinist.
What does that mean?
So you're a blue collar guy, huh? You're blue a blue collar man.
What do you do as a machinist? I've always wondered. Do you fix clocks and?
Actually, we're in the medical field. I make implants.
You make breast implants. Yeah. Oh, okay. You fabricate screws, right?
Yes, sir. A lot of titanium.
So you're dealing with these long nights and impossible odds?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of the company called Synthes?
I have not.
I think they manufacture those. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. Well, how old are you, Mike?
He just told 31. You he's 31.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a dancer.
You like Ozzy?
Love Ozzy.
Are your nipples black?
That's not a good question. You know how to play the fart?
Well, ask with my nipples.
Let's meet Brett before we explain the game, if we have to.
All right.
In fact,
let's say hello to Brett in McKinney.
Or
hi there. How you doing?
Good, guys.
How old are you?
I am 34.
What do you do for a living up there in McKinney?
I'm a cosmetic chemist.
Boring! What does that mean?
A cosmetic. I make lotions and makeup.
Yeah, he makes lotions and potions.
Wow. Kind of gay, but kind of cool.
Do you like that gig?
Pretty good gig.
Where'd you go to college for that?
The University of Texas at Arlington.
Mike.
Well,
Harvard by the highway.
That's right.
USC, University of South Cooper.
That's right. I think we'll just award the tickets to you right now. How about that?
No.
Yes, sir.
You like Ozzy?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Do you have it tattooed on your knuckles?
I have Ozzy on my knuckles, yes.
All right.
Do you like trying new snacks?
You did that with a coat hanger and India ink, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brett and Mike. Do you guys know how we play the fart game?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me explain it to the listener. I'm glad you guys listen, but let's explain it to the rest of the people out there. Essentially, I will get a customer service representative on the telephone from, I don't know, some industry. And throughout the course of our conversation, as I'm inquiring about whatever service he may provide, I am peppering him with fart drops. And it is your decision, Mike, to, I guess, is it Mike? Is that the one we're picking? Because he's on line one.
We haven't really determined that yet.
What's Danny? One? Danny, you're the one.
I couldn't care less one way or the other.
Well, which one do you want to go with? To be the active participant.
Mike was line one, meaning he called first.
Mike actually could name a guitar player that's played with Ozzy, where Brett couldn't.
Hmm.
Danny.
Don't yell at me.
All right, Mike, it is your decision.
Yes, you're going to be the active participant. You're going to be male on top here, okay?
All right.
So that means that you have to guess yes or no whether or not this customer service representative the Cobra called is going to react in some way.
No. Not react. Acknowledge, right? That's the key.
Yes, acknowledge the fart.
Yes.
Was that a fart?
Yes. In some manner, they have to acknowledge it. And we're batting about 50-50, probably.
Yeah, it's a coin flip.
So what do you think?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. All right. Yes, Mike says that he will not acknowledge. Brett, This means you could be on your way to seeing Ozzy tomorrow night, and you don't have to do a damn thing. How about that?
That's my favorite kind of work.
All right, so I called the Chicago Bears. The Bears, of course, playing a big game this weekend. I decided to call, and since I'm assuming it's a pretty hot ticket, I would ask about future season tickets from the Bears. So let's
All right, let's play the fart game with the Chicago Bears.
Can you hear me, Lee?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Hey, I'm kind of confused. We're moving up to the area here in the not-too-distant future.
Okay.
What exactly are the United seats compared to the suite tickets? I just need a... We're moving from Dallas, and I barely learned the handle on the stupid new Cowboy Stadium, and I just kind of want to get updated on this before we go up there and start looking into tickets.
Okay, yeah, actually, well, obviously there's regular seating, and then there's United Club seating. United Club seating is outdoor seating, but you have access to our United Club, which is basically our stadium club. It's an indoor, climate-controlled club lounge area, flat-screen TVs, a wide variety of food and beverage, things like that.
Okay, so if I purchase a couple of those tickets, is there a waiting list there, too, like for just normal season tickets?
Sir, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. All of our seats in the United Club are sold as permanent seat licenses.
Oh, PSLs. I didn't know you guys had that up there, too.
Correct. Yeah, about half of our stadium is sold as PSLs.
Okay. All right. And so the premium seats are obviously all going to be PSL?
Yeah, pretty much. The ones around... Sir?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. The ones on the sidelines, the non-PSL seats pretty much consist of the end zones and the 400-level grandstand on the west side of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call our season ticket priority list, which is basically a waiting list.
Well, and shoot me straight here. What am I looking at as far as timeline? Hello?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
What am I looking at as far as a timeline goes?
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, man.
I would say that is
that
the
is
ultimate.
The ultimate in acknowledgement.
Yes, it is.
God.
So Brett wins.
Yeah, he does. Say, hang up. Is considered an acknowledgement, Mike, in a way I'm sad to report.
That's right. Cobra did not terminate the conversation. The other person did. That is acknowledgement.
Oh, man.
So, Mike, that's tough luck for you, man.
Definitely.
Oh, good, man.
Definitely the longest pauses in between those.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
How are you not laughing?
There were a few times where he had to stop down and regroup.
Who, Mike?
Yeah,
or?
Lee.
I mean, Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, are you there?
I was like, Lee, what's up? Come on.
Yeah, Lee, come on, man. Shoot me straight here.
All right, Brett. You win the Ozzy tickets, man.
What a lucky man.
Yeah, without doing a damn thing. How about that?
Fantastic.
All right, we'll get on. We'll put you on hold and Danny will talk to you, okay?
And what does this prove, Brett?
People do win on the ticket.
Good job.
See you, Mike.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
See now, you. Everybody else. If you'd like to have your faces melted off by the Prince of Darkness, then call the one ball line. Is this correct?
I don't know. Just plug the gig.
All right. Ozzy Osbourne at the American Airlines Center with special guest Slash tomorrow night, January 20th.
Great okay? success.
I don't think this copy is...
Look, that's what was sent to me.
All right. Fair enough. Let's see. It is 5:28 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, the Mavericks have a